You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Every day we go over someone's moral dilemma. They write into the show. They email us, amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. Phones away, computers away, boys. Mm-hmm. Are Owen and Hudson, my 11 and 13-year-olds, you guys ready for Am I the Jerk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't get mad when I say phones away. It's a distraction.
I was reading something important.
No, it wasn't important. We're on the air. True. Am I the Jerk involves a driving problem, so I don't even know if either of you should be on for this one.
Yes.
You don't know how to drive, nor do you have a license, Hudson, you're 11.
I know stuff about cars and how to...
Where'd you drive, Mr. Sassy Pants?
The bar.
You're 11.
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't think... I know about a car.
Hold on. Hudson, you just graduated from the D.A.R.E. program. Maybe don't joke about alcohol just yet.
Okay.
What?
So I saw this video where this guy was like putting...
Putting what? Tell me. It better be relevant.
He's putting like different like bottles into his car and then finally add this like bottle of like whiskey that perfectly fit.
That's horrible.
I know.
Like, drinking and driving. Hudson, stop. Okay. Now I look like a bad mom because my 11-year-old's laughing about a whiskey in the car video.
You're not a bad mom.
Thank you, Owen. Because it's sure questionable right now, let me tell you. Anyway. Hoosah. Am I the jerk? Welcome to Having Kids at Work. This is what they asked. Am I the jerk for switching lanes? Okay, here's what she wants to know. And you guys can name her. Listen to what she said. She said, Allie and DZ. So my boyfriend was driving me and three kids to a graduation party. We're on a four-lane road, two lanes in each direction. He was in the left lane coming to a red light when he thought he needed to turn right at the next light. But I informed him it wasn't that light we needed to turn at. But he decided to switch lanes anyways, right before the red light. Well, when I checked the side mirror after he switched lanes, I saw a truck right on our bumper and I felt his foot on the brake and I screamed and then said, "We have kids in the car." The truck driver then yelled at me saying, "That guy got on his bumper. He was just going to stop the car, not slam on the brakes. Get out, see what his problem was. And if he rear-ended us, it was his fault." Oh my God, this is one big run-on sentence when people write these in sometimes. Geez, sorry.
Wow.
AI can rewrite these things for you guys now.
Yeah,
For the record.
And then use a humanizer.
Or a spell check. But, sorry, I'm ripping on her spell because it's literally one long sentence. She said the problem was that her boyfriend or he was going to get out and ask after the guy rear-ended him to see if he rear-ended him, but the guy wouldn't be going fast enough for anyone to get hurt. Oh, so nobody technically should have gotten hurt. And everyone had their seatbelts on. Then she says, I don't know how far away the truck was when he switched lanes, but I know he had to stop quickly due to the red light. And the truck behind us didn't like him switching lanes for whatever reason and was on our bumper when he tapped on the brakes. Am I the jerk for yelling at the guy behind us? Okay, recap.
Please recap.
Let's reset this. Are you more confused than ever? Okay, so they're driving down the road, her and a boyfriend. They're in the left lane. It's two lanes on each side.
Okay.
So they're already in the left lane illegally, by the way. I'm letting her know that because you're not supposed to be in the left lane unless you're passing someone. So I'm already saying jerk, but don't get me started. So they're in the left lane, yet they're turning right at some point. So again, why were they in the left lane to begin with if they weren't turning left? It makes no sense. They decide, she knows they have to turn right very soon. So she goes, get over. Well, he gets over right as the light's turning red. So the guy behind him has to slam on the brakes, almost hits him, almost rear ends him. And she wants to know, then she yelled at the guy and wanted to know if she was the jerk. So I don't even know if she's saying, is she the jerk for yelling at her boyfriend or the guy behind them, honestly, at this point, because it's one big run-on sentence. But
jerk.
I think she's a jerk for yelling at anyone with that kind of movement on. I don't even think it matters who she was yelling at. I think, one, being in the left lane, you guys were already at fault. Two, now you're switching over before a lane turns to turn abruptly, and you're not even turning. You're making people slam on their brakes. Maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe somebody's going to defend them. I don't know.
No.
Does that make any more sense now when you picture it in your mind, what was going on here?
No. I'm just going to say jerk.
Because you don't drive.
Jerk.
Never mind. 414-533-1037. You can't say jerk if you don't understand.
No, I
do,
I
Mom.
Understand it. I just say Hudson. Jerk. It's
okay.
It's so complicated.
Well, somebody texted in, Melanie in Iron Ridge. She said, yes, I do think she's the jerk. They basically sound like they cut somebody off and then she yelled at the guy they cut off. Yes. That part. Because I honestly, at the end, was like, was she talking about yelling at the guy behind them or her boyfriend? It's got to be the guy behind them. They said, you're the joke. You're the jerk, both for your outrage and your grammar. Love, Bella. They want to call her Passenger Princess Patty.
Hmm.
How does that sound? I think that's funny.
Yeah, yeah. Get Passenger Princess Patty.
All right. She wants
I'll just
to
call
know.
Her Passenger Princess.
You can call her that too, honestly.
414-533-1037.
I'm just going to call her that for the entirety of the show.
PPP?
Yeah, PPP. Or if you just was saying Passenger Princess, it would just be PPP.
Oh, you guys are funny sometimes. All right.
Sometimes.
We'll talk to you
what
next.
What do you mean sometimes?
We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Yes, Hudson, my 11-year-old.
All right, so we're going to talk about how pee-pee... We're talking about how pee-pee is the jerk.
When you asked me if you could start this, I didn't know what you were going to scream out. Never mind. My 11 and 13-year-old, first day, school ended on Friday. Happy summer, boys.
Pee-pee's the jerk.
And they wanted to know if they could come in. I said, of course, Uncle DZ might not be back till tomorrow. Today's his birthday.
Yeah,
happy birthday to DZ.
Happy day you were birthed.
Yes, absolutely. So let's go to the phones because Am I the Jerk today is from a woman. We named her Passenger Princess Patty.
Pee-pee
for short, which is even funnier to my kids and everyone listening. People are texting in saying their kids are dying in the car right now, by the way. You're making them laugh.
What's wrong with pee-pee?
What's wrong with pee-pee?
Come on.
Stop.
Pee-pee's the jerk.
Stop. You know the irony?
I love pee-pee.
But wait, hold on. Be careful what you say because this is recorded and going on the internet later. Guess who's on the phone who we're going to let go first today on Am I the Jerk? Her name is Patty.
Hey, Pee-Pee.
Hey, Patty in Greenfield. Don't listen to my kids. I'll turn their mics off if they don't be.
PG.
Good morning, Patty. How are you?
Good morning. And you know what? My initials are actually PP. So
what's up, PP?
I'm so sorry, Patty, that you have, I hope you do you have any kids that razz you about this or are they not? Oh, never mind.
No, he doesn't. But
okay,
yeah, I did when I was in school. This is like reliving my past. It's fine.
The PP,
PP.
How they're giggling to themselves the whole time. All right. Is the woman a jerk? Yeah. She wants to know if she's a jerk. She was riding the passenger princess, her boyfriend, they're driving to a graduation party. They're in four pee-pee. Lanes road, two on each side. Right. And they're in the left lane, and she realizes they have to turn right at some point. So she says, get over. They cut off a car, and then she yells at the car they cut off. Is she the jerk, Patty?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, what do you mean you cut off a car and it's his fault?
Well, I don't understand. You cut off anybody. What are you yelling? You were the problem. Although you could technically say, Patty, it's on the driver. Because I will say this.
I do think it's the driver's
fault.
Honest to
God, my dad does this to my mom all the time, where if he misses a turn, and boys, I know, be quiet. You know how grandpa is. They already know. My kids know. When my mom, if she doesn't tell him, he loses it on her. It's all her fault. And I'm like, you're driving. It's not her responsibility to tell you when to turn, my guy.
No.
But that's another topic. So you could technically blame it on the driver, right?
It's technically the driver's fault, but if he was getting distracted because she's telling him what to do, like you were saying, passenger princess, and she's, you know, oh my God, you have to get over because you have to turn, and he got startled or he got nervous about it, and he's like, okay, fine, I'm going to get over right now, then, you know, she's not helping the situation either, so maybe just let him drive, and if you get lost, that's his fault.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Somebody texted in, Sid in Waukesha said, jerk, I'm triggered because as a truck driver, I see and deal with these type of morons on the daily. I bet truck drivers are losing it right now, because they're the ones who can't stop. They're the ones.
There's a guy that has a TikTok, and he's a truck driver. You have to find him. Hilarious.
Oh, and he talks about people that do this.
He posts videos of people stupid driving all day long. Very annoying. Funny.
Yes, Hudson.
So every time a new person calls in, I'm just going to say, so what are your opinions on pee-pee? Personally, I love pee-pee.
Goodbye. All right, Patty, I'm sorry. I love you. Have a great day. Goodbye.
That's what I'm going to say.
No, boys, don't even. We're done with the pee-pee jokes, okay? What, honey?
I bet the story takes place in New York. You know, just a hunch.
Why? It takes place in Milwaukee, actually. Oh, she wrote
surprising.
In. I could show you the email from her. All right, let's go to our next caller. You know what? It's one of the regulars. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. Oh no, where'd she go? You guys, I lost Lisa in Sheboygan.
Yeah, no, I see that too.
Whoops. Well, whoopsie. Never mind. Maybe she'll call back. Screw it. We'll go to Janine in West Dallas. Hi, Janine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Rough day over here. First day of no school. DZ's got a sick kid on his birthday. We're
happy
losing.
Birthday, DZ.
Happy birthday, DZ. Okay, jerk or not the jerk for switching lanes and then yelling at the guy.
Absolutely a jerk.
Yeah.
I would have been, if I was the guy, I'd be yelling at her.
Yeah, no kidding. I couldn't even believe it. As I read this, I'm like, it's one big run-on sentence. But at the end of the day, really? Did you read this back and then question yourself? Because if you had read it back, you would not have written in.
I know. I'm surprised the guy didn't yell at her.
And you know,
I drive
honest?
All day. I drive all day, and
girl.
I have one of those safe driving apps, and girl. I would have got dinged for having to brake.
You know what the big trigger was for me in this submission? I don't know if you picked up on this on the first segment. Was the trigger for me was that they were in the left lane driving, thinking that they should have been there to begin with. I'm like, you shouldn't have been in the left, especially if you were turning right eventually. One. Get out of the left lane. It's illegal. If you're not passing, get the hell out of the left lane. I don't know how many times I got to say this. You right now in the left lane on 94, get over.
Get out.
And you know who you are because you're not paying attention. You're screwing everybody up. You're screwing up the rotation of cars. And now I'm hot. Janine, I gotta go. Yeah. Goodbye. Now I'm mad. See?
Yeah, I was gonna say, it seems like you're very mad.
Love you, Janine. Bye.
Bye-bye. You're not like fuming, but it seems like you're mad.
I'm pretty irritated.
Yeah, you can all tell what driving is my mom is like.
Yeah, I feel like you have this commercial voice that you always use. Like, even when you're mad, you're like, I hate this. I hate this so much.
A commercial voice? Honey, this is my voice all day long.
Yeah, it's
like, not a commercial voice. I scream
like, you know,
in this
like a
voice.
Sad voice. Like,
okay, hold on. Let's pull up Lisa finally. I got her back, I think. Lisa, please be you. Lisa?
Oh, yeah, it's
oh,
me.
Thank God. Oh, thank God. All right, so
jinx.
This is, I told you it was going to be a hell of a show. It's a hot mess is what it is, okay? But Lisa.
Hot mess express.
I think we need to rename PP to P squared. It gives her a little bit more street cred.
Come
you know what I mean?
PP is funny.
So P squared.
P squared, yeah.
P squared.
Yeah. Cubed.
I was going to say P cubed. How do you do the three?
Oh, yeah. Got it. Sorry, I'm bad at math.
Lisa, are they the jerks for yelling at the guy? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Duh.
First of all, the people with the most road rage are the ones that drive terrible. So
rude.
It's not like crossing across two lanes.
Like,
you're crossing
who
across
asked you anyway,
four.
Lisa?
We did.
I'm
you
the problem,
did.
Too. Yeah, I'm the problem, too. Yeah. She's a jerk.
I don't understand why she was so serious about. So we were just hanging out in the left lane, and that set me off right away. I was like, that alone made me angry.
And can I just really quickly recap? Like, why did the husband, who's the driver, tell her to get out and yell?
I don't know if he did. I got so confused. It said then he yelled at me. So the husband yelled at, or the boyfriend yelled at her, saying the guy got on his bumper. And so that's, okay, so he's blaming her, saying, well, I had to get over too quick. Oh, and then the guy almost hit me.
I thought he wanted to yell at her. I was like, what kind of dude is that?
I don't know. Listen, this is an argument we can have on this show sometime, which is it on the driver or the passenger? This could be a whole nother discussion because, girl.
It's always the driver. I'm sorry. You're in charge of the
road and the directions.
Piece of metal going down the road.
You're right. It's on them. Yeah. So, all right, jerk overall. Thank you, Lisa. Glad we got you back on.
Yeah. Talk to you later. Happy summer, boys. Happy birthday, DZ.
Happy birthday, DZ. Bye, Lisa.
Bye.
Yes,
I have something to add.
Yes.
I get that it was a driver's fault, but have you ever heard of backseat driving by chance?
Oh, I have. Same thing as being
What's
a passenger.
Backseat driving?
It's basically when you are telling the driver.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
How to drive, but you're not driving. It comes from being in the back seat and telling people what to do, but you could be anywhere in the car and it's backseat driving.
If they give me some backseat driving tips, I'm kicking them out. Okay. If you ever do that to me, you are walking home.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.